Alex Graham from CKLG Accountants. Alex, afternoon.
Hello.
Finally, we get you.
I know.
Had a bit of a mix-up last time. It was a bright, sunny day, and I didn't realise he was outside. I've publicly apologised now. You've been with the company a while, you were telling me.
Yeah, it's been ever since sort of 2007 when two firms merged into CKLG, sort of trying to head up and drive, supporting sort of small businesses drive forward. So that's where I've been.
I was going to say, and you're in today to talk about the sort of the move to digital, and we've got Making Tax Digital raising its head and scaring everybody. Over those years you've been with it, you've presumably seen a slow but steady change. Every now and again, they keep reinventing stuff, don't they?
Yes, I mean, over the years, things have changed, and the pace of change has really stepped up fairly recently. I mean, 2012 was when we first started getting into sort of online accounting using Xero, and ever since that point, the what can be achieved by sort of taking businesses digital has really sort of increased dramatically year on year.
Right, so Making Tax Digital is the thing, though, isn't it? Because this is kind of government driven. They're making us, anybody who hasn't done it, they're making us do it now. What does MTD mean?
Is MTD is HMRC's Making Tax Digital, designed to try and make the tax system digital, which hopefully will improve accuracy and things like that. But one of the things that businesses, I think, need to sort of consider is that rather than worrying about something that HMRC is mandating on them, that taking your business digital is actually just makes good business sense and can really transform the way you work.
And what sort of steps are we looking at here? Because presumably up until very recently, most companies were to a large extent still paper-based, weren't they? I mean, I remember going around places and just seeing, you always want to go into the accounts department and it's just sales invoice, those A4 ring binders going back to the ARC. And you think, crikey, how do they find anything here?
And so a lot of it is just trying to take that paper, turn it into some form of digital image that can then be captured within a variety of systems. So once you get it in a digital way, you can then start generating an element of automation. You can start streamlining processes and actually just finding and accessing data far quicker.
Okay, I mean, I think a lot of people are used to the idea of getting invoices and remittance advices and things like that electronically. The days of the PDF are around now, aren't they? Is it quite simple to take stuff like that and get it into a system? You mentioned Xero. I mean, you might want to tell us a bit about that particular system. Is it quite easy to do, or is there quite a bit of technology still involved?
I mean, the technology is there, but the way that the technology has evolved is making it far more easier for people to access. So some of the accounting systems back a few years ago were far more complex. You needed far more understanding of sort of the accounting sort of treatments and ways of working, where things like Xero are designed to be have an easy user face interface from the business owner's point of view. So if you know how to raise an invoice, the computer and the software does a lot of the work in the background, and then if you've got advisors and accountants there that can actually interpret that data, then everything sort of comes together easily.
Right, so I guess that was an interesting point, because it's all very well putting all this stuff in, but it's knowing that when you hit the go button and it says, well, this is what you've made in the way of money, this is what your VAT is due, you kind of got to have somebody to go, yeah, that looks about right, because otherwise you could just fall completely foul of a system if you've been inputting stuff wrongly, or if you've been telling it it's a cheque when actually it's a credit and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you can automate stuff and have things falling through into systems, but you still need to have some way of reviewing it. Sometimes it might be changing settings of how information goes in. It might be actually being able to look at the data, what's there, and realise actually there's some errors there that need amending. And having a financial understanding will help you to make sure that things are accurate, because if you don't, you can carry on inputting things. If everything's going in the wrong place, it can end up in a mess, even though it's in a digital system, and it can be then easier to unpick it because all of the data's there and is able to be manipulated, but it can get in a mess if you don't actually know.
I can imagine. And I guess, again, these digital systems, I guess, it gets around this whole thing of, well, have you got the receipt for that? Because if it's in the system, there's at least some sort of audit trail, isn't there? At least there's some way you can trace something back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been trying to get our sort of small business clients onto using Xero since 2012 now. We've been doing that and trying to make sure that people capture that image of the data. It's in the accounting system, tagged to that transaction. So if you ever want to find anything, it's all in one place. You're not having to go and find a bit of paper somewhere
literally
else.
Literally misfiled as well. Okay, so if somebody's got an existing system, I'm guessing this isn't one size fits all, and you're saying you concentrate on the small businesses. If someone's got an existing system and they think, okay, I've got to do this MTD, is there an optimum time to do it? Should they do it, what, at their year end, ahead of their year end? When should they start to think about
it? I mean, it's one of those things where there needs to be a planned transition, that it makes it far more difficult if someone decides, right, we're going to have to move and change everything tomorrow or next week. That if you actually take a number of months to start thinking, right, what are we going to need to do? What data are we going to transition? It might be that, dependent upon the complexities of your business, you might need multiple pieces of software to start integrating together. And it's those sort of considerations that you need to be having, and not to rush into it. If you can, the longer that you have to plan, the easier it is. And it is one of those things that often the end of a financial year, the end of a VAT return period, is going to make that transition far easier.
But you don't want to be deciding that the week before the end of the VAT period, do you?
Because if you're in a rush, it's going to make it harder, mistakes are going to be made, and you may not actually get something set up, which then mean that it might take you months afterwards to actually try and get things working.
It is. I mean, it sounds to me like it's preaching to converted, but you do see adverts, especially on the telly, where people are going, oh, it's just like this, you just got your phone, you just got... You see, you've got to talk. If you're running a business, seriously, you need to be talking to your accountant about this, don't you?
I mean, that's the thing.
Can't be doing it without.
Yeah, I mean, that's where, like, your accountant should be able to be, especially if they're digitally and sort of tech savvy and understanding how this sort of the whole industry is moving. They can actually be, hopefully, identifying where you need to go, how you need to be managing it, because quite often a lot of it is actually completely transforming the way that you manage the whole financial management and the processes. It's not just trying to do what you've always done and try and squeeze that into some online system. It's actually completely revolutionising the whole processes, which is when you get to that point, that's when you start seeing the streamlining, the benefits of automation, and actually starting to get things running faster.
And it's interesting you say it, because anybody listening is here go, yeah, I know, here we go, we're all struggling at the moment, business, you know, we've just heard today, you know, we've got the Thomas Cook thing looking like it could be a bit, links have just gone into administration, businesses and out, the retailers, the sort of small businesses you might be talking about, a lot of people struggling, and, oh, here we go, one more thing coming our way. But actually there are benefits to this, aren't there? If you do this, you're going to get more out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, some people see it as something to fear, that the government and HMRC are mandating this thing and everyone's being pushed into it. But if you take that away and go, actually, is this good for your business? Is this going to give you far more benefits? Then the answer is always going to be yes, because once you start going down this route, you then start realising another little change can make a big difference. I mean, for example, being able to, if you were manually creating invoices, say, from some system, if you can get that coming out of a system, say, a zero, you can get that done on your phone, you can be pushing that out to your client instantly. There's ways of being able to streamline and break down the barriers to getting paid as well. So if you were relying in the past on someone posting you a cheque, you
have to get that to the bank. Wasn't it? Yeah.
If you can get the right setups now, you can have it where you send an invoice out, they get an email, there's a button there to click, they can put in their card details and they can pay you straight away. And obviously, as a business owner, the quicker you can get paid, the benefits of the cash flow moving. So it's trying to, the quicker that you can get that money moving from the work that you've done and your invoicing, but into your bank account, breaking down those barriers, you're going to see some big benefits.
Cash is king, isn't it? That's always been the maxim I was always told. And again, I guess as well, it's the fact that you're going to get management accounts easier, isn't it? Because in the past, I guess for you guys as the accountants, you'd be forever having people on the phone going, yeah, but really what I need is, I'm trying to raise some finance, I'm trying to finance a new piece of machinery. The bank is saying they need management accounts, and that's kind of like, oh, crikey, that'll be us then. I guess it's easier to get at least something out of these systems reasonably.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And often, as soon as you start moving to this sort of accounting system that's online, the business owner, say, and their advisor can be working on the same data at any one time because it's all synced up in the cloud. Whereas in the past, if someone had the data either in their accountant's office, at their office, there was only one place where it was accessible. It makes it far harder to start being able to collaborate. and actually start getting benefits. And as soon as you move into that digital arena, everything being online and in the cloud, like where we've got clients who suddenly might come up and say, actually, I need some information, we can quickly jump online and be talking about it and discussing it on the live information, live financials there and then.
So that's really changing the relationship between you guys and your customers in that way, isn't it? Because in the past, I mean, businesses that I've dealt with, yeah, accountants were the sort of people they saw once or twice a year, maybe sometimes only once a year, to do the annual accounts. And it's changing that relationship, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, our relationship with the people who've gone down this route has changed dramatically sort of over the last sort of 6-7 years, where we're so much more connected into people's businesses. We're connected into their financials. We're able to assist on a live basis, where we're getting phone calls all the time. Actually, someone might have a query and we can then jump on and start looking at it. Sometimes we've got people who will be, you know, meeting up with or doing online calls, you know, once a month, once a quarter, to actually get under the hood of their business, find out what's going on and help steer them in the right direction.
Well, I guess is one of the things. It's always about trends, isn't it? I mean, I was watching a programme the other night about Thomas Cook and things like that, and it's spotting it coming, isn't it? And I saw there was a Welsh furniture manufacturer closed the other day, and it was literally a cataclysmic collapse in orders from the summer onwards. But someone like you, seeing those accounts far more regularly, seeing the transactions, watching those balances change, you can spot, not necessarily, but at least you can flag stuff up ahead of time, can't you? And I guess you're playing more of a role in that way, aren't you, nowadays?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it's stopped being a sort of relationship where, almost from this old sort of transactional, someone asks for one thing to be done and then you may not speak to someone for ages, to actually being almost a collaborative partner in our clients' businesses. So we want to be able to work with people far more closely, because that's when businesses really start seeing the benefits, because they can be understanding their business better, they can be understanding their financials, it can start filtering into understanding the cash flow. Have you got cash flow problems? Do you need to be considering finance? It might be that someone's looking at it and going, actually, I've got a tax bill that's coming up, and actually we're going to have a cash flow pinch. What can we do to deal with that in advance, rather than suddenly, oh, actually, tomorrow we're going to have to pay something and we've only just realised. Yes. And it's that whole thing of starting to be able to look far more into the future to start making predictions.
Sounds good. I did hear someone from HMRC on the other day who was saying that actually, ever since this has started to come on board, that they're seeing far less in the way of errors either way. And they said, you know, they often get it's a payout, not all you owe us a load of tax. Quite often people have completely overpaid and HMRC owe them. And they're saying it's just getting rid of the errors in the system. And are you seeing it as well? Is it all a bit more calm and settled?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if you are relying on data that is very, very old to then convert it into something to pay your taxes, it's then hard to, you know, an error could have occurred months and months and months ago and no one's ever noticed it until something happens. Whereas once everything starts going digitally, you start looking at stuff on a more live basis, hopefully those errors start getting picked up far earlier and things get changed, possibly before you've even, say, filed a VAT return or made a tax filing. And actually, hopefully, you're then also the business owners making better decisions on more accurate and live data.
It's got to be a good thing, isn't it? So just what are the final deadlines on this? Where are we at with MT? Is it like you should have done it by now, or have you got...
Yeah, so everyone, if your turnover's over on a rolling basis over 85,000 a year, then businesses should have registered for MTD at the moment. The HMRC are in like a soft landing approach and appreciating right. that not everyone is going to get to grips with this straight away. So anyone that hasn't or sort of filed their VAT returns, for example, in through the old systems, HMRC are starting to send out letters to highlight to people to remind them that actually they do need to then be sort of changing. So HMRC are realising that people need help and education rather than sort of hard, let's put penalties in. So they are trying to work with people to help them transition.
Okay, but it's something you should be doing sooner rather than later, really. And and from what you've been saying, it's in your own interest anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, business owners are going to, especially if you can get someone that can actually guide you down this route, you can start seeing massive benefits to how you can run your business.
There you go. You heard it first here. Alex Graham from CKLG. Thanks very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. It sounds, you know, it sounds daunting, like all these things. As soon as the word cloud comes up, you go, oh, do I need one of these internets? Do I need to get one? But it actually, it's okay, isn't it? It's just another way of doing things. They probably said that when the double entry bookkeeping system came out. Was it 1,100 years ago? They probably said that then. They probably went, it'll never catch on. It's far too complicated. Alex, lovely to meet you. We'll see you again soon. Thank you. That's Alex Graham from CKLG.